With reports of a shortage of nurses swirling nationally, administrators at Rochester Regional Health say there's actually a pretty good balance between supply and demand locally. As WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports, they're focusing on bringing traditionally underrepresented people into the profession.
Men make up just about 10% of the student body at the Isabella Graham Hart School of Practical Nursing, run by Rochester Regional Health. Tammy Stewart is the school's admissions coordinator. She says women make great nurses, but she wants the school to represent the population it serves.
I look to get into the barbershops where a lot of men hang out, and just to help them to realize and understand that this is no longer a woman's career.
There are a few men in the audience at an open house where Stewart is speaking. Carson has been volunteering with Rochester Regional. Will helps with cardiovascular surgery at the hospital. Chaz works security. But it's mostly still women. And that's okay, Stewart says. Change is slow. In the meantime, they're looking to recruit students like Rachel Davis. She's 47 years old, had her child at 17, now works as a secretary in the emergency department. She's not quite accepted yet, but she knows how she's going to make it work.
I'm just like really ready to do this. I'm working 16-hour weekends and 1 8-hour shift during the week, so I still get my 40 hours. I plan that out immediately.
Nursing school administrators say Davis's obstacles are not unusual. Nurses come from all kinds of backgrounds, they say, and they want their student body to reflect that. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.